The Game Awards 2023 and Xbox sat out last year, but this year, they didn't just attend the awards. They came away with more than their competition in PlayStation, and they also had some big, huge announcements for upcoming Xbox starting next year.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is Cole Eastwood. Thank you so much for checking out this video. Today, we're going to break down the new information that we got from Xbox's showing at the Game Awards for 2023. If you end up enjoying this video, let me know by liking and subscribing to the channel. Hit the bell and let's talk about what Xbox announced at the Game Awards. The Game Awards was a long 3-hour event, and Jeff Keighley brought together the biggest and the brightest of 2023, which just happens to be one of the most amazing and well-loved years in gaming with some of the best. So many great games that Game of the Year was contending against a dozen big, well-loved games. Among those were the opportunity for 800,000 people watching live to see the results of what Xbox has to announce for the platform moving forward. Just last year, Xbox didn't tell their fans to check out the awards show. This time, they had plans for them to show new games and reveal what's coming for Xbox. They opened up with a curveball no one saw coming. We'd seen Hellblade: Senua 2 so many times that we didn't think it would show again. In fact, it should be coming out very soon, so why would Xbox need to show Hellblade 2: Senua Saga? Well, one thing that was missing is that Hellblade 2: Senua Saga had not yet, after all this time, a reveal back at the end of 2019. There was still no combat shown for the game. And Xbox finally did one better. Not only did they show combat, but the vistas and varied areas they showed in the game look unbelievable. Looking at Hellblade's trailer here, you can see something that goes beyond what we think of a conventional video game. In fact, looking at Hellblade, it makes all other things look like just a video game. Just before this, we saw a reveal for God of War Ragnarok DLC, which has always looked spectacular. But in comparison to Hellblade 2, it is on another level. Seeing the combat with swordplay, parries, movement, flamethrowing animals and creatures, it looks unbelievable. In fact, it looks uncanny how amazing and realistic this game looks, and it's running on Xbox Series X. We don't have a release date for Hellblade 2. Sources are saying right now, Hellblade 2 is actually slated for the middle of May 2024, which means early in January or February, Xbox will have a developer direct and break down exactly what we'll be doing in the game and show that release date on their turf. And then came a very big surprise reveal. Up till this week and even today, there were leaks going out about the Gears Marcus Fenix collection or a Gears 6 showing or maybe Indiana Jones from Machine Games, but instead we get Hideo Kojima's brand new title he's been working on. Xbox Game Studios, and it is OD, also known as Overdose. And this game is very peculiar as it is using cloud tech and next generation technology in Unreal Engine 5, including metahuman technology. It's not known if this game will show rendered humans or if the humans just look so lifelike thanks to metahuman technology and Unreal Engine 5 features that we will get a game that you interact and play in immersion with real life people in real movie and video footage, or if the characters are rendered look this realistic. Knowing the way that tech is moving, how Xbox is making ground up next generation games, Overdose or OD from Kojima looks incredible and really terrifying. In fact, then they revealed that Jordan Peele, who has been the mastermind behind great horror and drama flicks, is working with Kojima hand in hand in Xbox to make OD We don't know when this is coming, but we'll hear about it very soon. Now, there were three announcements for this Games Awards show. And this one was talked about quite a bit over the past couple of days on social media, on Reddit, and other forums. And this one leaked, but Xbox fans tried to stay quiet and not let the cat out of the bag. Here it is, Marvel's Blade. This is an iconic vampire slayer game. Blade features a character that is a vampire himself, also a daywalker. And having a Marvel game exclusive to Xbox is something nobody saw coming. This is by the team Arcane Leon that just brought out the award-winning Deathloop in 2021 and brought it to Xbox in 2022. Now they are in development of Blade, a third-person action-adventure slayer game with swords and guns, and I can't wait to see what this game looks like. Here we only get a pre-rendered engine cutscene of what the game will look like, but it looks like it'll be very mature, and fans are really surprised to hear that it's going to be exclusive to Xbox. It's very surprising that Arcane Leon and Bethesda didn't emblazon this trailer with the Xbox logo, because then it would have sent the signal out that this Marvel game is coming only to Xbox and Windows PC. More news will come out, and I'm sure we'll hear more about Blade very soon, and a lot of people will be arguing whether it truly is Xbox exclusive. One more announcement that we were really hoping that closed the end of the show was the game of the year for 2023 went to Larian Studios' Baldur's Gate 3. We were waiting for an announcement of its release on the Xbox Series S and X consoles. It just shadow dropped onto the Xbox Store. So we didn't get that long-awaited announcement that Baldur's Gate would come to Game Pass, which I think is a mistake that Xbox should have paid out the money to do. But it'll still sell quite well on the platform, and it is Game of the Year, and they need to bring it in as soon as they can. Xbox's roadmap is unbelievably large. Right now, officially announced and shown, Xbox has 20 games set starting at the beginning of next year and into the next 2 to 3 years. It's crazy how many games that they have in the works. PlayStation has been slow to talk about what they have for their upcoming roadmap, and they have 10 games that have been officially announced, and we know that others are in the works. In fact, when I talked to Xbox about this roadmap, they said that it was crazy because there are even more games that have not yet been announced. We also know about project names that have been behind the scenes for a while, so if you're playing on the Xbox platform, you'll have more games than you can handle. The Xbox Games presence at the Game Awards was something that we've been waiting for a long time as fans, for them to stand up and be proud and strong with all of the studios they have. People were worried about things like the Xbox tax, or they're worried about the time it takes for games, as they do take longer. But now the wait is finally over, and it starts very, very soon. Xbox has about 5 or 6 pretty prominent games coming out, 3 or 4 of those being AAA in 2024, and then even bigger ones coming in 2025.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This is Colt Eastwood. Thank you so much for checking out this video. This was a long show and a lot of cool stuff. There are multiplats that I also need to cover in another video. Big games that are coming to PlayStation, Xbox, PC, Switch that all look really promising. Big standout games like Hello Games with all the updates they've done in No Man's Sky, the new games they have coming out, their sci-fi stuff. It's too much to talk about, but what a great time to be a gaming fan, and there's something for everybody. If you end up enjoying this video, something for everybody. It's crazy. PlayStation's first party was just Spider-Man 2, and it did really well. It got nominated for 5 or 6 different awards. PlayStation walked away with nothing. 0 awards for tonight, which absolutely shocked me. Xbox had 3, 2 for Forza, and 1 for Hi-Fi Rush. What a crazy year it's been. Starfield didn't get anything, but regardless, the awards aren't for us. The awards are for the developers. But I'm glad that this is a platform that Jeff Keighley's built so we can sit back and enjoy all of the reveals. If you ended up enjoying this video, let me know by liking and subscribing to the channel. Hit the bell to be notified of new weekly content. If you want to further support the work we're doing here on the Colt Eastwood channel, you can do that by hitting the join button below. That gets you into the channel membership, early access to videos, monthly merch giveaways, and much more. Also, the Patreon is a good place where you can join the XC Club where we talk, play games. It also gets you early access to videos, merch giveaways, and all that. But also, you can check out the XC podcast that runs every Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern with my co-host, Middle-Aged Game Guy. And we'll talk about and break down all the news. We get into the details, talk about the leaks and the rumors. It's a really good show, and thanks for supporting that. That's on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, blah, blah, blah. It's like everywhere if you want to check it out. Absolutely free. But I want to know, what was your favorite announcement from this OD from Kojima? Was it Blade from Arcane Leon, or was it finally seeing the combat of Hellblade 2 Senua's Saga? Let me know in the comment section, and while you're there, remember, as I always say, be nice.